Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this next episode is called, Don't Think You're Possessing This Land Because of Your Size or Might. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 1 through 29. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks, blogspot.com. The Lord had this on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm always mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to be extremely prayerful about all of this, but what I felt the Lord had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible, but He has also shown me ways to add to understanding that meaning, but not change the meaning. And I will, when I do that most often, it will be within brackets so person's aware of it. Now, like minor details, like who is speaking and who's being spoken to, because quite often in the Bible they say He spoke to him, and it's like, okay, you know, like I have to go back sometime, even though I've read the Bible many times, to kind of get track of who the He is and who the Him is. So it's at times where I think it might be problematic to listeners or viewers, I will put, insert the person, I mean, I will insert who it is, the speaking or being spoken to. Not always, but when I think it might be problematic or has the potential to be problematic. Sometimes it's more current terms than, you know, what they used back then in that particular time they wrote the Bible. And I won't really mention it, although if you look on the internet, it will be within brackets. But there are times where the Lord has it on my heart that there are things that might potentially add to clarity or understanding of the meaning of the passage. Like sometimes it's referring to something that happened in another chapter or a whole nother book of the Bible. So at times I will put within brackets, I might briefly paraphrase whatever the event was or what it's referring to, and other times I might put verses that relate to that, but I will say within brackets it says. And if you look on the website, those ones that are added to possibly add for additional understanding of the meaning of the passage, I will put in a different color font. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't really affect you because it reads just exactly the same as the table format. It's just, I don't know exactly the reasons the Lord had it on my heart. I think it helps, might help for understanding, you know, that it builds upon what I just read, but I don't exactly know. I just know the Lord had it on my heart to do that. And also, it was on my heart to not include repetitive text unless it's done for emphasis or adds additional meaning. But in leaving the repetitive portion that doesn't do either of those, it alters the verse numbering. In order to have consistency throughout all of the posts and podcasts that I do, I have I don't say this is verse 8, this is verse 9, this is verse 10. I just tell you a range like I did today. This is over Deuteronomy chapter 9. So the book of the Bible is Deuteronomy. The chapter is 9. And that it covers verses 1 through 29 so that you know the vast majority of the information the Lord has on my heart, the pertinent information the Lord has on my heart, will be included within this podcast. Let's see, sometimes I condense, combine, and compress similar words. If I get to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, ah, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes I can briefly summarize it afterwards, after the passage, but sometimes I can't. Sometimes it's more far-reaching. And if I ever get to a portion where Jesus has spoken, I will, his words are in red, but you can't see that, and I'll tell you Jesus has said this. I use primarily the King James Version Bible and lots and lots and lots of prayers. But at times I use BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Okay, don't think you're possessing this land because of your size or your might. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 1 through 29. Oh, Israel, here, you are to pass over the Jordan River today to go in and possess nations larger and mightier than you. Large cities was fenced and fortified up to heaven. The children, which is the people of the Anakims, many tall people whom you know and of whom you have heard said, who can stand before the children, which is the people of Anak? And they considered them giants. Therefore, understand today that it is the Lord your God who goes over before you. Like a consuming fire, he shall destroy them. He shall bring them down before your eyes so that you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly as the Lord has said to you. Don't think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying to yourself, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. It's because of the wickedness of these nations the Lord drove them out from before you. It's not because of your righteousness or how upright your hearts are that you go in to possess their land, but the Lord your God is driving them out because of the wickedness of these nations so that he may fulfill the word that the Lord swore to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is also known as Israel. Therefore, understand that the Lord your God doesn't give. Okay, I got to go back because it might be confusing. Jacob was approached by God and he says, your name will no longer be called Jacob. It will be called Israel. But often in the Bible, even within the same chapter, I'll call him Jacob. I'll call him Israel. So quite often I'll put Jacob, also known as Israel, put a slash between them and put both of them because it can be confusing to somebody who doesn't realize the same person. Therefore, understand the Lord your God doesn't give you this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked, stubborn people. Remember and don't forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the wilderness from the day you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious to the Lord. Also in Horeb, which is Mount Sinai, you provoked the Lord to fury that the Lord was angry with you and with you to have destroyed you. When Moses had gone up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone of the covenant contract, this is where the Ten Commandments are, the Lord made with you, and I stayed in the mountain 40 days and nights, and I ate neither bread nor drank water. The Lord delivered to me two tablets of stone written with the finger of God. On them was written according to all the words that the Lord spoke with you in the mountain, out of the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. At the end of 40 days and nights, the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the covenant, and the Lord said to me, arise and go down quickly from here, because your people that you brought out of Egypt have corrupted themselves and have gone astray from what I commanded them and have made themselves a molded image. Also, the Lord said to me, I have seen these people. Look, it's a stiff-necked, stubborn people. Leave me alone so I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make for you a nation mightier and greater than they are. So I turned and came down from the mountain that burned with fire with the two tablets of the covenant in my hand. And I looked and I saw you had sinned against the Lord your God, and you had made yourselves a molded golden calf. You quickly turned astray from the way the Lord had commanded you. I took the two tablets and cast them out of, so that means cast and threw, or same basic difference. I cast them out of my hands and broke them before your eyes. I fell down before the Lord like I did at the beginning of the 40 days and nights. I didn't eat bread or drink water because of all your sins which you did in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger of and hot displeasure of the Lord's fury against you to destroy you. But the Lord also listened to me at that time. The Lord was very angry with Aaron to destroy him. Okay, in the sight. Aaron's the one that made the gold calf. And Aaron was like Moses' assistant. And Aaron was supposed to be kind of taking care of shepherding the people while Moses was on the top of the mountain with the Lord God, who's giving them the Ten Commandments and the rules. Okay, back to what I was saying. The Lord was very angry with Aaron to destroy him, and I also prayed for Aaron at the same time. I took your sins and that calf that you made and burned it with fire, and I stomped on it and ground it very small like dust and cast it into the brook that came down from the mountain. Also at Taberah, at Massa, at Kibroth Hattaavah, you provoked the Lord to anger. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, and I just doing the best I can for pronouncing things, forgive me if I don't say them right, saying, go up and possess that the land that I have given to you, then you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God, and you didn't believe him nor listen to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the first day that I knew you. That's why I fell down before the Lord 40 days and nights, like I fell down the first time, because the Lord said he would destroy you. Therefore, I prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, don't destroy your people, your inheritance that you have redeemed through your greatness when you brought them out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't look at the stubbornness, the wickedness, or the sin of the people, lest the land, which is Egypt, where you brought us out, says the Lord wasn't able to bring them into the land he promised them because he hated them and brought them into the wilderness to kill them. Still, they are your people and your inheritance that you brought out of by your mighty power and your outstretched arm. And the next time I share a podcast, it will be called God Gave Moses Two New Tablets with the Ten Commandments, and it covers Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 1 through 22. Please share this. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.